I am surrounded by talent right now, and I'm going to have everybody who is surrounding me identify themselves, and then we are going to talk a little bit, actually a lot, about why they are here. And please introduce yourself if you have any shout-outs. This is the perfect time. And for the students that are here, let us know where you're going to school and your grade. Sanaya, I know you can get us started because you've been here, both of you have been here before.
Okay. My name is Sanaya Lavelle. I go to Kappa. I'm in ninth grade. And I'm doing the vocal classes and the vocal performance with ATC, or Alumni Theater Company, because I'm not very confident in my voice, but I want to be and I want to get better at it, and I want to extend my range, have better pitch, just improve myself overall vocally, and this is the perfect class to be able to do that and be able to improve my vocal abilities, so for future performances, I'll be better at it.
How nice. It's rare that somebody, you're 13, I think?
14.
14. It's rare that somebody, is that self-aware to want to improve like that. And also we'll talk about it sometimes, especially if you're younger, you think you've got it all figured out. So that's great. I know you're quite poised as an actor on the stage. You've done a lot of plays, haven't you?
I've done a few. I've definitely done a few plays since I was in sixth grade, I think is when I started. And since then, I've just loved acting. Especially theater acting, that's how I started. I also want to get into film acting at some point, but I've been doing theater acting for a little while.
Well, that's great. That's Sanaya Lavelle. Any shout-outs at all?
Well, besides like my mom, my dad, my grandparents, ATC, of course, just the people who have been able and who have been supporting me throughout my journey of acting and doing what they can for me and coming out to see my shows and just uplifting me in this career and allowing me to pursue my passions. I'd want to shout out them, of course. I'm trying to think of all the people because it's not like I can just say everybody individually. But, of course, my mom, my dad, ATC, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and then cousins who have also come out to see me. I really want to shout out them, too.
I could just see you on that award stage, taking that award. It's so nice to have you here. And Sanaya, you're at Kappa,
yes.
Right? And live in the health district. Always nice because there are other people at Kappa or in or near the hill that are listening, so it's good to know where folks are from. Next, and I'm going to be like this because you live in Forest Hills area.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's near where I grew up in Churchill.
Okay.
So you and I, yes, Woodland Hills.
Woody
I see
High,
here listed.
Look at that.
Woody High, although I came before Woody High.
Okay.
I stop by Woodland Hills every now and then.
Yeah.
And it's a great school. You just graduated last year.
I did, yes. Actually, this year. It's still 2025. I'm still celebrating.
Yeah, that's true. Why not? Well, tell me a bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I am Ariana Booker Gomez. I go by Ariana Capri professionally and recording-wise. I am a recording artist and performing artist, but as you know, I do musical theater. I do theater. I graduated from Woodland Hills, but I spent a lot of time at Westinghouse Arts Academy from 9th grade to 11th grade, majoring in musical theater. And then during that time, also, I had already been associated with Alumni Theater Company since, like, right before the pandemic. I'll never forget the first show that I did with ATC. We actually had to do it live streamed with masks on, and everybody had to do the COVID test thing. So it's been a journey with ATC, but I'm so happy to be here on their behalf. I am singing Wicked, The Wizard and I, during our cabaret, Songs in Our Key. And I just want to give a big shout out to my vocal teacher that works with me for these lessons. Wicked is a hard show, man. Alphaba is a beast, definitely a powerhouse, and nothing that I would ever just be like, on a random Sunday, let me sing this. So when she gave it to me, I was like, I don't know, girl. But she really believed in me, as a lot of people at ATC does. It's really a family and a large community of just support and love.
And
so,
what's her name, your vocal coach?
Chantel Braziel.
Chantel mm-hmm. Braudel?
Braziel.
Braziel.
Yes, and she's so amazing. She's an operatic trained singer. She does classical jazz, a whole bunch of stuff. And she just was so sweet to me and so kind and helped me work on my confidence to build up to this performance. So I'm super excited about it.
So now that's who you're working with too, or do you have a different vocal coach?
I have a different vocal coach. My vocal teacher is Miss Leilani. She has been amazing. She really helped me figure out what I could sing and then the range I could sing, because I didn't know my full potential going into vocal class. But then throughout, she really pushed me and helped me to figure all that out and be able to find confidence within singing and find what worked, what didn't, how I could build upon my current skill level. And she's just been amazing this whole time. She has been so supportive, so kind. She has just been like a light, and she is an amazing singer too. She has just been helping so many people as well, but then still finds time to be able to specialize for you and with you, even while she's teaching so many people.
She, both of your teachers just sound absolutely terrific. And one more supportive adult in the room this morning. I'll let you introduce yourself and talk about your role at Alumni Theater Company.
Of course. So my name is Jelena McLaren. I am staff at Alumni Theater Company, or ATC. I'm operations manager, but like Ariana said, ATC is a big family. I am also a member of the professional ensemble. I also had the opportunity to take voice lessons over the fall with Miss Leilani Morris. Leilani and Chantel are incredible vocalists as well as teachers, and they will be performing as special guests along with us at the cabaret at Songs in Our Key. I love ATC, you know. Everything that Sanaya was talking about taking these lessons to build confidence, that extends to the staff. You know, it's not a single generation sort of organization. It is multi-generational. I got the opportunity as like an actor who needed to build confidence in my singing to take lessons and to learn alongside the youth members. And it's a really, really special time. I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, the work that Alumni Theater Company has done over the years has just been outstanding. It took me a while, years ago, to wrap my head around the Alumni Theater Company, but it's there for students now, but it's also a place to come home to.
Yes, yes.
Which is where alumni comes from. And the theater, it's Hamilton Avenue. I think it's 6601
yep,
Hamilton,
yep, yep.
And home where you'll be able to see the coming play, but that's also where their classes take place too. And I'm calling it a play. It's not really a play. It's a musical extravaganza, I do believe. Songs in Our Key and ATC Cabaret. It runs November 21st and November 22nd at 7 o'clock. So that's Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday of this coming week. What will people get a chance to see and hear? We're going to have a preview in a moment, but what's going to be happening that night?
Well, you're going to see everybody that was featured in our vocal classes. They're going to perform a song that they feel really confident in, that they worked on for the duration of our class time. And it's kind of going to be like a variety show. It's a cabaret, so it's a more intimate style feel. It's nothing too grand, more interactive, more intimate. And like I said, it's variety. So we might have some from shows that are more contemporary, and then we might go back to some jazzy stuff. You never know. So I think everybody should just come out and see for themselves.
Oh, you're a good spokesperson. Now, you're going to be an even better, you're going to be a sings person in a moment because I'm going to let you get ready to go up and get near our performance microphone because Ariana is going to share a song with us this morning, and we'll let you get ready for that. And I'll turn back to Jelena, if I may. For just a moment. Are there other items coming up on the schedule for Alumni Theater Company? I know this is the big one but what does 2026 look like?
Oh my goodness. So we took a different approach to our season this year with our new artistic director, Montez Freeland. We spent the fall training, and this is the only performance, the song in Our Key is the only performance that is like a culmination of that training. But spending the fall training means that we get to spend the spring performing. You will see performances, well, before the spring even, we're doing a workshop musical that's going to be really exciting for our professional ensemble members called Influenced. That'll happen in December. But in the spring, we have Aquila in the Bee. We're doing that play.
Oh, nice.
We're really excited about that. We also have, we're going to be doing a series of one acts written by our members. We'll do a standard AT style devised collage show. And then we will get into our big musical in the summer, which is Once on This Island. So it's going to be a really, really packed year of programming. We're really excited about it.
And if you go to alumnitheatercompany.org, alumnitheatercompany.org, you can learn more about the entire season and also about the show called Songs in Our Key and ATC Cabaret, which is November 21st and November 22nd, 6601 Hamilton Avenue in Homewood, easy to get to, and November 21st and 22nd at 7 o'clock is the runtime. Now, Ariana is here, and she talked about the number before that she is about to do, and I think she's ready to go. There's some musical accompaniment that you'll also hear. The song is called The Wizard and I, and it's from Wicked.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood? This weird quirk I've tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me meet the wizard if I make good. So I'll make good. When I meet the wizard, once I prove my wizard, what I've waited for since birth, And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, a girl whom I can rely. And that's how we'll begin, the wizard and I. When I'm with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you, no sister acts ashamed. And all of Oz has to love you when by the wizard you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. When we are hand in hand, the wizard and I. And someday you'll say to me, Alphaba, a girl who is so superior, shouldn't a girl who's so good inside have a matching exterior? And since folks here to an absurd degree seem fixated on your verdigris, would it be all right by you if I decreenified you? And of course that's not important to me. All right, why not? I'll reply. Oh, what a pair we'll be, the wizard and I. Yes, what a pair we'll be, the wizard and unlimited. My future is unlimited. And I've just had a vision, almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy. It's true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz. So it's all to do with me. And I want nothing else till I die, held in such high esteem. When people see me, they will scream for half of Oz's favorite team, the wizard and I.
Wow, I think we should clap. Yeah. That was absolutely amazing. That's Ariana and Ari. I was talking before. I'm gonna do that. Arietta, what's the last name you use on stage?
I'm sorry.
Or your perform? You mentioned your performance name.
Oh, yes, Ariana Capri.
Capri. Write that down. You're going to want to watch for that. Not you. I know you know it. But it's C-A-P.
K-A-P-R-E-E.
It's good. K-A-P-R-E-E. Got it. You're just amazing and so wonderful to have you with us. And thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. Now let's talk more about the upcoming program. Again, first of all, you really owned that song. You were talking about how difficult that was when before to learn to sing that song. Your coach really must have gotten you in great shape to do it.
She did, truly. Definitely. This song is nowhere near in the shape that it was when I first started. And even then, there's so much room to grow with it. So I really, really, really appreciate all the time that I've had in these vocal classes. Really excited to even rehearse a little bit more. We have Tech Week coming up. Anybody that does shows know how big of a beast that is. And then we can put it on for you guys. I hope it'll be even better.
Well, I'm going to turn back to both Sanaya and Ariana in just a moment. If you can each think of three words, see, Alumni Theater Company is three words. So if you can think of three words that describe Alumni Theater Company. First, I'm going to turn to Jelena one more time, Jelena McLaren, and let's summarize. The show is November 21st.
Correct.
And 22nd, 7 p.m. both nights.
Yes.
6601 Hamilton Avenue, which is really easy to get to.
Yep, yep. We are in the back. You know, there's like, we have a sweet little parking lot. We'll have signs up. It's a different program each night, so come both nights. You'll get a different show.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a program A and a program B that's full of, you know, like Ariana was saying, a wide variety of music, from musicals such as Moana, Encanto, Sister Act, Grease, Lion King, Cinderella, like we said, Wicked, The Wizard, Cabaret, many more. We really let folks, you know, work with their teaching artists, the vocal teachers, to pick something that resonated with them, that was a stretch. We didn't want anybody to do something that was going to be too easy for them. You know, this was a, we are putting training into practice here. We're focusing on that. It's 7 weeks of once a week lessons, and here we are. We're about to go on.
AlumniTheaterCompany.org. Are you looking forward to hearing what these three words are? Sanaya, do you have yours?
I'm still thinking of one more, because I really want to find the best words that I can in this moment able to describe.
It's hard to do in real time. Did any come to your mind, Ariana?
I think it's traditional. I said traditional, timeless, and timely. Actually, I used the three T's.
Traditional, like timeless, and timely. Mine might be family, fun, and ferocious, as in spirited, and just ferocious in a positive way. It's hard to limit yourself to three. What were your twos? You had two, Sanaya, you were saying, and you weren't sure of the third one?
Yes. Now I want to come up with three of the same beginning letter words now, too. So the first one I thought of was supportive. Let me think of another S, because I want to follow this trend. Supportive. Supportive. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do it, because it's early in the morning. I can't
it
think
is.
Right now.
You could dare to be different, too. But supportive's a great word.
So supportive, Alumni Theater Company is bold, and Alumni Theater Company is a home for not just the people in it, but also the people who come and watch it and are able to come and be in the space and be brought into the show, 'cause we try our best to do that a lot, to really make it intimate and to really connect with the people we are performing to, and to make something relatable. So supportive, bold, and relatable.
There
Let's
you
go.
Go.
With that.
Those are great. I think I see your mom out there, and she's got to be proud of you, as must be everybody in your life. Thank you for being here, all three of you. And keep in touch. We want to keep supporting you individually and as Alumni Theater Company.